Our scripture this morning is a story about Jesus' healing, a story of compassion, a story of Jesus' hands touching one who seems untouchable. Let's listen this morning to the scripture from Mark 1, 40 through 45. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Jesus was indignant. He reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. Today we celebrate the commissioning of 6 new Stephen ministers. Through each of them and Stephen ministry as a collective whole, our congregation will continue to be supported by the highest level of caregiving available. Through the support and encouragement of our Stephen ministry team, the very compassion of Christ himself flows through each of these lay ministers as they support the people of God who are experiencing grief and pain. While they use their gifts and talents to provide the care, they rely fully on the Lord himself to provide the cure, just as we heard Christ doing in this morning's reading of Scripture. Transformation from distress and despair often happens when someone who embodies the full reflection of Christ on earth walks with us, alongside us, and helps to carry the load which is too difficult for us to carry on our own. Someone who cares for us can change our lives. But how often do the people in our world look the other way? How often do we deem people less than or unworthy of genuine compassion? Such was the case in this morning's reading from the Gospel. In this scripture passage, we heard the story of a man who suffered from a skin disease, which his first century Jewish culture made him unclean. His lot was such that the discoloration of his skin, which would more than likely be curable today, made him an outcast, an other, one who had to stay clear of all the people. Maybe it was out of a deep-seated faith, or maybe it was out of sheer desperation that this man does the unthinkable. Overcoming his own fear of rejection, he asks Jesus for help. He does not ask, but states hesitantly with faith what he believes Jesus can do by saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Whatever the disease on the man's skin, Jesus does the unthinkable. He mercifully responds to the man's request, reaching out his hand and touching him. This quite possibly may have been the only touch the man had received in an awfully long time. Now, it's important to remember that for first century Jews, this act poses 2 giant problems. First, by Jewish law, the man was supposed to stay away from all healthy people. And second, whoever touched him immediately became ritually unclean and was expected to separate themselves from others. In essence, there was a ritual code that required separation, and Jesus crossed the line and broke the code. You see, the very job of the temple priests who sat outside the gates of the temple, who even slept there, was to make sure only those who were worthy and fully clean could enter the house of the Lord. The priest would take turns sleeping with the keys to the temple in their hands, which meant that they were responsible for safeguarding the sacred house of God. The priest's guarding of the locked temple was a reflection of the entire temple system, the priesthood, and the sacrificial system. While the temple system was originally set up by God as a way to manifest God's glory to the world, over time it became more of a way of separating people, keeping them away from one another and from worshiping God. Jesus, however, knew his mission was to bring people back to God and back together. And incredibly, he could do this with just a touch of his hand. Jesus' style was to touch people no matter what their condition, or no matter what others thought of them. The gospel records tell us that Jesus did all these things of healing with just a touch. He healed Peter's mother-in-law, he healed a dead girl, a deaf man, a demon-possessed boy, and a blind man, just to name a few. Mark's gospel is the only one of the 4 that tells us that Jesus actually lifted children in his arms to bless them. Jesus is a hands-on guy. In his habit of touching people physically, he changed their lives forever with his hands. Jesus' power laid in his hands, in touching them to heal them in the name of the Lord. In this way, Jesus demonstrated to us why God gives us hands as well. To touch, to comfort, and to bring God's healing with that touch. In essence, our hands are ordained by God to be used as his hands. Harold Russell, a retired World War II veteran, describes hands this way. What wonderful, efficient machines they were, hands, so simple. Just some bones, muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and skin. Nothing like them, really. And yet how valuable, how perfect, how cunning, convicting to do so many marvelous things. Like pitching a ball, or painting a picture, or caressing someone you love. From his writing, you can hear that Harold Russell deeply appreciated hands because his hands had been destroyed during the combat in World War II. The word ordained quite literally means to fill one's hands. Established as part of the religious rite of the Old Testament, those who were ordained were set apart for special ministry, which filled their hands, their time, and their hearts. And this morning, we will commission our new Stephen ministers who are ordained to use their hands to heal. We rejoice in advance for all those people who will be touched by their care and service. We believe that God has granted them their service, and so we confirm their calling with our prayers. As those who were ordained in Old Testament, we fill their hands with work to do, ordained by God himself. And like the Lord Jesus, whom all follow, we dedicate their hands for God's service. They will have much to do that will occupy their hands, their time, and their heart. So today we commission 6 faithful followers of Christ, Alicia, Anne, Nancy, Pat, Paula, and Sean. They've studied, practiced, and committed to using their hands as Jesus heals through each of them. Their hearts, heads, and hands are dedicated to God's service, as were Jesus' hands during his earthly ministry. And as Christians, we are all to emulate Christ by using our hands to offer a healing touch. Everywhere around us awaits our touch. We are called to be an extension of Christ's hands and feet so that all can be changed in the world by those who share God's image. In fact, Jesus' whole ministry was to reclaim the lost for God, to reach out to the untouchables and bring them back into the fold. Jesus was doing just that when he touched the man with the dreaded skin disease. Our new Stephen ministers do just that as they give care to those in need. And each of them bring people into the family of God when they treat them with love and compassion. As Christ followers, our hands are to be filled with God's work as we touch the lives of others. Since the Lord Jesus has chosen to use our hands to extend God's care to others on earth, let us all be willing to step out and show God's love and care to the world as we work to bring all people into relationship with God. Will you pray with me? Gracious Lord, we thank you for these 6 Stephen ministers willing to give of their time and talents for your kingdom. We thank you for all the people in this congregation who step out so often in love and care, touching others and helping them to overcome. We ask your blessing upon this church as we minister to everyone that we can, showing your love and compassion in tangible ways. And we ask you to fill us with the Holy Spirit. Keep us mindful that we do your work as your hands and feet in this world, and bless us in that doing. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.